movie by movie, it's important to cast the composer the way you would your lead actor. And so just as I've worked with Tom Hanks five times, there are certain people that I, you know, that I enjoy collaborating with. James was one of those. I've worked with Tom Newman twice, Randy Newman twice, Hans six or seven, I think. But I really miss James. And I was always, always in the back of my mind assuming we'd work together again. In fact, I had a great lunch with him a couple of months before he died. It was just terrific to reconnect with him. It wasn't about a particular project or anything, but he was very busy working on a lot of different movies. But he had really fallen in love with flying. Right. And people don't realize what an avid hobbyist James was. He could make, you know, radio-controlled helicopters from scratch and fly them. You know, he collected gemstones, and he would go all over the world and go into caves. Here's this very sophisticated guy. You wouldn't think he'd be there with a pick and a helmet with a light on it, finding these gems and these mineral deposits. But he had a vast collection, and he'd really, really fallen in love with flying. So, that crash was devastating for me, but I knew from my last conversation that, you know, he was doing something that he truly loved. But what a great artist and a wonderful storyteller. And we're exactly the same age. So we kind of grew up together, advancing our careers at a similar pace. And James was really the composer who helped me to understand how the performances and the camera decisions, the camera movement, things like that, could influence a composer. And what a great storyteller a movie composer can be. So it's not just a great piece of music that happens to work over a scene. It's about reinforcing nuances, ideas that literal language can't quite convey. The camera work almost gets it there, but the music completes the telling of that story, of that moment.